Three, two, one. Happy New Year! Hey, Happy New Year. That's TN. Welcome back to another show of Say Your Name and Spell It. My name is Omar Delgado.
And I'm Zach Garrett. You know, with every year, Omar, you get better looking.
I do. I'm not going to say anything other than that. I am very good looking.
You age like a fine wine, very, as they say.
Yep. I'm as old as a fine wine, too, so that's great.
I'm glad you said it.
Well, you're a young buck, so you can say that kind of stuff.
Well, we've got two special guests with us today. We'll have them introduce themselves.
I'm Jason Fernandez from Christopher Columbus High School, CCN Live.
And I'm Christian Sanchez from Gulliver Prep from Ray Division.
Awesome, man. It's two of our boys here with us in our podcast today.
I think this is going to be our best podcast.
You think so? I don't know,
because I'm here. Well, not the best student, yeah.
I'm not sure about that, actually.
You deal with this guy every single day?
Every single day, actually.
It's a pleasure for him. He loves it.
For all of you out there, everybody out there has a Chris. I know it. I have a Chris in my program. Dealing with Zach's Chris right now.
who's the Chris?
Oh, I'm not going to mention any names. I don't want to insult anybody.
We'll talk about it offline. Yeah.
But we got a lot of good stuff, man. 2024.
That's right.
We're going back to Long Beach in about 70 days.
It's really exciting. And, you know, walking in here, Chris and I noticed your vision boards. So yes, sir. Let's start with your visions, the two students here. What do you see yourself doing this semester? What are your goals? Let's start with you, Jason.
Just working hard. Everyone has a goal to leading up to convention. It's a couple months away, and everybody wants to succeed. So just practicing, keep getting better every day.
Chris?
Yeah, for me, ever since I got that new team with all my new teammates, this has been about practicing, making sure that we got our plan set in stone, trying to get our segment even better than it already is, because I know you love Mr. Garrett. There ain't no lie about that, but we gotta just get that more set in stone, you know, keep practicing, keep getting stronger as a team, and just having that bond become closer and closer.
So speaking about practicing, Omar and I talk a lot with new teachers about how to set up programs like the ones that you both are in, right? And we talk a lot about practicing and getting your rhythm. And so what would you say, I'll start with you, Chris, and then you, Jason, what would you say is most important about practicing with your team prior to a large contest like convention?
Honestly, I feel like, well, to be honest, both of our programs are blessed with two amazing teachers. It's all about just like the community and just the good feeling. Like if you guys were so negative all the time, no one would want to come practice. So basically, it's all about just, you know, having a good time, being positive with your team, and just making, like, pretty much making friends, because if you're going to hate your teammates, you're never going to succeed, and it's never going to be good. And it's all about, it comes straight from the teachers. I mean, you guys obviously are amazing teachers, and to practice and to be prepared for, like, knowing what you're going to do at STN is a big deal, because if you don't know what you're going to do, you're going to be running around, you're going to be scrambling, you're not going to know anything, and you're going to fail.
Chris, real talk. Mm-hmm. How much did Zach pay you to say that?
No, you didn't pay me anything.
We're not talking about this right now. Okay.
Because that was the nicest thing I think a student's ever said.
No, I swear. I mean that. Like,
okay, well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Of course. We are built different at Gulliver. You know what I'm saying?
Unparalleled, right.
Yeah. Okay. We don't even use that word at Gulliver. I don't know.
Oh, I hear it 20 times a day from him.
He never says that at school. Never. Not once.
Answers the phone saying, Zach Garrett, we're unparalleled at Gulliver. All the time.
We don't use that word.
You know, you get a mic in front of you and you start telling lies.
Oh, well, I'm lies or the truth?
Oh, yeah. Jason, why don't you go ahead and take us home?
I think it's just building team chemistry. Here at CCN, our main saying is La Familia. So all of us together, we're like a family. We like to connect like a family. We're all pretty much friends here. And I think having that team chemistry and being close with everyone, it makes you guys excel in every way.
Listen, I've done STN and the convention for years, right? And I know that the more you prepare, the better shot you have of succeeding when you're there. So I think people have a misconception of what CCNN is and what Columbus is. It's hard work. It comes down to it. Like, these kids are so overprepared that when things go wrong, they know 90% of the time how to fix it, because they have just practiced so much and gone through so many different scenarios in their heads that they know, okay, well, this has happened to us before. We could pick up from where we left off. I think we do, like, well, with me and Miss Ansuo, we have four crazy eight practices. And then you guys, for your general individual contest, I remember, like, 6 to 8 practices you guys do?
Yeah.
Which I think and that's on their own. Like, they just call me up and they're like, I need a prompt for this. And here you go. And they put a timer on and then they'll send it to me. And then me and Miss Ansuo will tear it apart afterwards. And we just keep on doing that over and over again until it's like just muscle memory. When it's time to perform, they just do it. A lot of people think, oh, well, you know, they're just so good because it's the school that they're at or what. It's the amount of work these kids put into it. It's the buy-in that they have, and they believe in what we're trying to sell, and they live it, and they see the rewards come from it. Hard work pays off. Whether it's me and Miss Ansua working hard, whether it's the boys working hard, whatever it is, and it's nothing that's out of the ordinary. I tell everybody what we do. Chris, I even have gone to your practices. Mm-hmm. Chris has sent me some of your work, and I tear it apart, and I tell them, this is how you get better. And it just, the more work you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. Now, if you're a new teacher, it might be hard to get some programs to buy in, okay? When you're at convention and you are at that closing ceremony and they're calling names, that moment is worth all the work that you have done all year long, because it's the fruit of your labor right there. And win, lose, or draw, you're going to get a valuable lesson, okay? If you lose, you understand what I have to do to get better, all right? If you just got there and you placed, that's a huge accomplishment. You should be happy about that, but you should leave there fulfilled but wanting more. And if you win, here's the hard part. If you win, which the two of you have won last year, the hardest thing to do in a contest is not winning. It's winning again. Mm-hmm. All right? Because you have to deal with everything you dealt with last year, but also staying motivated. And that is tough. In fact, at Christopher Columbus and CCNN, we have lost so many members this year because they just didn't want to put the work that they did last year. All right? So I have one senior, right? One senior that actually is a CCNN live member, right? We have seniors that help out and come in and out, but going to convention, we have one CCNN live Christopher Columbus member. And it's not something that's for the faint of heart. Like, listen, many people go to convention for different reasons. Some people just go there to network. Some people go there to learn. Some people go there to compete. I think it's an umbrella at Columbus where we try to get a little bit of everything, right? Obviously, we're an all-boys school. The competition is huge for us, right? Mm-hmm. It's really what motivates us. But flying to California, the whole nine yards, the whole ambiance of a convention, it all comes together at that moment. And it's all the hard work you do is for those moments, those little moments that make you feel validated for doing so much for TV and film production.
And you know what? I think it always falls back on the teachers, right? The advisors, right, the moderators that run the programs, because when you think about any other class on a student's schedule, I mean, we just talked for 5 minutes here about the experience of yep, going to these national competitions and feeling that energy and that magic. And what other class do you get that? I mean, some of the performing arts programs, yep, probably feel some of that too, but it's like you have to equate this first as almost like a sport when you get students in it.
Absolutely.
And they have to get in the mindset. And so I think the mindset for both teachers and students is critical. And so I want to ask you two, when you first came into your respective programs, what mindset did you have and did it change?
I'll go first. Basically, I just joined the program because I always liked film. I always liked television. I didn't even know what SCN was. And then you mentioned it to me, and I'm a really competitive guy. I love competing. Like, my mindset is just like to never settle. I never be able to just say, this is my best work. Like, thankfully, we have friends with Columbus that can always just, I can look at them and be like, I want to win as much as they do. I always have someone to look up to and a goal to reach. But when I reach that goal, I want to keep making those goals. So once I learned about STN, I was like, this is awesome. I love competition. I love competing. And I get to do it with my friends. Like, we're practically family at Radio Vision. Like, we're always together. We literally eat lunch together just working. And so going to STN, competing with your friends, just competing with one of our friends, Columbus, our allies, it's just like, it's great. It's a good feeling because you get to see everyone like in their groove. Everyone loves what they're doing there. They love like TV, they love broadcasting, and they're all just competing for it. And it's a great feeling, you know? And yeah, that changed over time for me. I definitely, now I'm just like, I cannot come back after our STF practice. I cannot come back with like a segment that is not better than my previous segment. Cause I won't allow that. Like, I'll make sure that every single segment is the best I can do, and it is better than last time.
That's a great way of thinking.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Jason?
For me, when I first joined CCNN, I was just thinking of it as like a thing to add to my college resume. I didn't really like care about TV or film or anything. And as I like was more involved and gotten more involved in the club, I just fell in love with it. I love TV now. It's pretty much everything I do. And it's a great way for me to stay in the mindset of the motivated mindset, because realistically, when you go out into the world, not everything's going to be handed to you. You need to fight for everything that you got. So it gives you that mindset to prepare for going into college and everything else. Mm-hmm.
So what would you two say, now being in programs that are at the level that you say that they are, new teachers going into brand new school or that have just been handed the keys to a broadcast journalism program, what advice would you give that teacher that's trying to build culture and trying to get their kids excited to go and do stuff like this?
I say keep working. I've seen right now, I think, two programs start from the ground up that have become national winners, SoPrep and Somerset Academy Bay. Both teachers are fairly new. And just seeing these teachers have the motivation to keep practicing, keep wanting to do everything that they're doing and win, and all these little kids going into the field, like, it's like adorable in a weird sense.
Well, he's talking about two middle school programs that we help out here in Miami. Yeah. But it's true. Those two programs had a mindset. They wanted to do well. We actually go to their schools on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and we just give them extra help so that they can get better. We have a program called Media for Minorities where we go out there and we help out kids. And we see these kids want to do well, and then they do well because they are actually putting the effort for it. You said something earlier, Chris, and I want to get back to it, that you consider us allies and mm-hmm. you consider us like we work together. And we do. We always help out each other, for at least for us. And I know Zach thinks the same way, but we have a very open mentality that anybody that wants help, we are very open to it. A lot of schools are intimidated. A lot of schools don't like their, like the other day on Instagram, we just got I got a DM and somebody was like, hey, the link to your show isn't working because we posted our monthly voyage. And I was like, thank you for the heads up. Who are you? We would love to like connect. They were like, just a fan. And I'm like, awesome. Who are you though? Just a fan. Like they didn't want to admit who they were. And I was like, why is it so like secretive? I don't understand. Just tell us. So and I'm going to talk to Jason a little bit more, Chris. Maybe you could jump in on this. Like, how are your relationships with other schools, and what can you tell us about it? Like the good, the bad, and the ugly. Jason, go ahead.
So I have a lot of friends from other TV schools. Predominantly like Doral. I have a lot of friends from Doral. I did a summer camp in the summer, and I got really close with all of them. One of your guys, Desmond, was there too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having the relationship of being good friends with all of them, and then also having to like have little secrets and stuff like that from them to keep your priorities straight. It's a challenge, but that's a sacrifice that comes with friendship and being in a club like this. Some people think, oh, it's just like a little TV program. What's like the big deal about it? But for us, like we take it really seriously.
Right.
That's the mindset you want to have if you want to win. Like you got to protect everything.
Protect what you got, but help people.
Like, exactly.
Because I would never tell you, I mean, listen, everyone knows the respect I have for Doral Academy. I think they're an amazing school. They're 10 minutes away from us, which I think is nuts that we have like four or five nationally ranked schools within 30 minutes of each other. Mm-hmm. But if Doral ever needed help, if Ms. Diaz or Ms. Rivera-White ever called me, I'd be like, what do you guys need? Here. Mm-hmm. I got you. And I'll tell you the same thing for the students. If they need something, help them. I'm not telling you here, give them the blueprint of what we do. But I mean, if someone needs help with audio, video, editing, an idea of how to do something, we all get better when we help each other. All right. There's no putting someone else down for you to like your light doesn't shine brighter when you turn someone else's light off. So to all you schools out there, if you ever need help, you can email me, ccnnlive@columbushs.com. If you see one of my kids on social media, reach out to them. They better be willing to help because that's the mentality and the culture we have here. I know you have something very similar in Gulliver. For you, Chris, how do you feel? You're relatively new. The schools that have helped and the schools mm-hmm. that kind of gave you like the cold shoulder, how do you feel like between all that?
So I also had an answer to the teacher question, if you want me to answer that one too. But to that question, I've actually, like, I don't want to seem like I'm boasting here, but I've had a lot, like a handful of people reach out to me personally on my school Instagram and ask me, like, I remember there's this, I'm not going to say her name, but there's this one girl that lives in New York that she went from the Raider Vision account to my school account, to my personal Instagram, and then to my personal Snapchat. And just to like ask me for tips on my anchoring, which was, I mean, it was a little crazy. I mean, like I was a little flattered. Like that's awesome. And then she was like asking all these questions about Raider Vision. And I've had multiple people do that. And of course, like I always tell them, like, yeah, we're just like, honestly, multiple times I've told them, yeah, like Columbus is it's a school that's really helped me with that, really opened my eyes to helping other people. Because before I was just like, nah, I'm just going to compete. I'm going to try to be the best. I don't want anyone else to be like me. But in reality, it's all about, you're right, it's all about helping people. There's no point into just turn other people away from like the success that we're all having together. So it's all about making people better. And whenever someone reaches out to me, I'm always with open arms, just explaining what we do. And in reality, I'm also like, I'm blessed to have these two teachers that, getting to the teacher thing, that will have a kind environment and a positive environment, but at the same time will critique you. Because like my dad used to always tell me this, that everyone makes mistakes. It's just about not repeating them. And so it's with these two teachers, like, you're learning from Delgado of how to like really rip things apart. Like, that may sound really bad, and I know a lot of people are intimidated by you. Honestly, I was really intimidated by Mr. Delgado at first. Like, I was terrified, but like, it seems really intimidating. But Mr. Delgado's a nice guy. He's a really big teddy bear, and like, if he's tearing you apart, it's a good thing. Like, it's all about realizing what you did wrong and just being better for yourself and for your school.
So, what advice specifically would you give to a new teacher starting a new program?
Be kind, be positive, be like more of like a kind of like in between a teacher and a friend. So it's not like you're completely a friend and not like you're completely a teacher, kind of just like there in the middle. To be positive, be nice, but also like don't be too nice when they do things wrong, you know. Tell them what they need to improve on.
And I think that's a good mindset to have, because you see a lot of teachers that are in this field that maybe really appreciate just people completing work. Right. You get the, you know, 100% when you turn something in, but it's like, you're only doing a disservice to students that are doing that.
I've told people this before, and listen, I understand my demeanor. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've gotten it my whole life. My kids freshman year, they come in and they're like, whoa. And then by senior year, they're like, ah, it's Delgado, whatever. True or not true. Right, Jason?
Very true.
Yeah. So, some more advice about that. If you show them that you care and that you love them, it doesn't matter what you do when you rip them apart, because they know that you love them and you care for them. And it's hard because we're humans, right? And I'll tell you personally, I'm dealing with it right now. There are kids that I've had in my program. Well, while they're in my program, I mean, I love them. They're my kids. And the second they leave my program, I have to make a decision as a man. Is this something that I'm going to continue being close to that student? Because I really didn't vibe with that person, right? But I'm a professional. I want to show these kids love and affection and stuff. And then there's some kids, like, I'll tell you, Jason and I will have a relationship till hopefully, you know, he's very old and gray. But for you young teachers, there's different types of TV teachers, just like there's different types of any kind of teacher. There's always that teacher that just does the job because they're getting paid and they go home. That's just a fact, right? Everybody has that in every subject. But the teachers that are trying to get better, you don't try to make them like you. Make them respect you, and then they'll like you. Okay? So if they respect you and you show them you care and you're always showing up for them, it doesn't matter if you rip apart one of their packages or their stories or their pieces, because they'll know he's just trying to get me better. Okay? So be honest and put your best foot forward, because giving them free A's and making it a flyby class, you know, like, it's not going to be beneficial for you. It's going to actually make your job harder in the long run. I set my expectations really high. Like, I honestly tell these kids there's different levels of expectation. We start with the state level, with our state conventions, and then we go to national level, right, which is STN, and then there's the CCNN level. Mm-hmm. And people are like, why are you holding us to such a high level? Like, this is good enough to win. And I go, I don't care. I want you to try to hit my level of expectations, so that if you fall short, you're still going to hit everyone else's expectations. And it's worked out for us. I know it might sound crazy and it might sound cocky, but it's the truth. Like, have high expectations for them and hold them to these standards. Also, you have to make this fun for them. You have to make it worth their while. If you just tell people, do this work and do this work and do this work, and they're not getting anything back but a grade, the kids are not going to respond to you. They're not. So I try to do different things, like the traveling to STN. We travel to our local convention, FSPA. We have little field trips that we take throughout the year. We have family outings. Like, these kids have a, we have sports tournaments here at CCNN. So coming up, we need to do that. It's called the Delgado Bowl, where they have a flag football tournament, and all the boys split up into teams, and they have a tournament. And then there's Miss Madness, which is for Miss Insua, which is in March, and it's a basketball tournament. And then they also go bowling together, and then they go do like a
and there's a new one too, Rodriguez Rumble.
The Rodriguez Rumble, which I don't know what that is, but as long as you guys don't get hurt, I'm okay with it. So stuff like that. We try to make it fun. Whenever these kids are doing something, I'll go and I'll get them lunch and get some pizza or something like that. When we're working really hard, things just make memorable moments for them, and they will, you know, those little things. I tell them all the time, like that moment at STN, it's awesome. But when you're done, when it's all said and done and they graduate, they never talk about that. They talk about all the stuff that they did to get to that point. It's the journey. They're like, oh, remember that practice? Remember that time that this happened? And very little times, it's the actual convention. It's the actual process. But you need that convention to create those memories. So it's just put the work in. You'll see the fruit of your labor.
Chris was just telling me to take notes on the pizza thing. But I don't think you'll do Ultimate Frisbee, though.
No, maybe that's what Mr. Rodriguez could be.
We got it. We should do a little competition.
I heard Mr. Garrett is really good at Ultimate
Frisbee. He's all right. Not better than me. I'm easily the best.
If you've seen, these scrapes, I dive for discs. You know what I'm saying? And I really am the champion.
You guys have a different culture at Gutter than Columbus, because they're the only thing that they ever want to do with me is they want to have a boxing tournament, because they swear.
I
want to
do that too.
They swear that they can beat me in a boxing match. My boys think that they could, that I would not win the tournament.
Yeah, no chance.
There's no shot. There's not one shot. I'll knock them all out.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Emilio had a chance, I think.
0%.
No, grown man strength.
Like Muhammad Ali, baby. Felt like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You don't know.
Yeah, we should do little competitions like that. I would never lose those. I would refuse to lose those.
Chris is very confident. Like, I think Chris's biggest fan is Chris. Chris loves himself some Chris.
I take pride in my athleticism. I would not lose a single flag football or basketball game.
That's crazy, because last time I played Chris, I beat him.
We never played. Last time we were playing Ultimate Frisbee, we were on my team. What do you mean you beat me?
That's crazy. Team. That's why. I'm not sure. You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Okay. Let's move on. So, real quick, what else are you guys looking for in Long Beach? Because I know what answer Mr. Garrett and I are going to give.
Obviously, to win, but like also have fun. You're there with a bunch of other high schoolers.
There's only one correct answer, and that's In-N-Out Burger.
That's great. Okay? Animal
that's
style.
Animal. All you got to say.
What is
animal
style? We didn't go last year.
You didn't go last year.
I went last year. I didn't have a car.
Oh, well, you got to figure it out. I went.
You snooze, you lose.
My double-double animal style, and I enjoyed it very much. So we don't have that in the East Coast. You people in California take it for granted.
That's right.
And you're going to come here next year in Tampa, which we'll talk about
Shake Shack.
Well, California Pizza Kitchen.
They have California Pizza Kitchen.
It's here?
It's in California.
Well, no, I'm talking about like it's in California. That's the place that California.
Well, we have California Pizza
Kitchen. We do?
Yes, we do.
Yes, it's very basic.
Oh, Jason. Oh. It's you okay. can tell who the heavyweights here are, who the kids that don't eat anything.
Well, we're moving it more towards our other podcast, our favorite one.
It's a fooder.
This is the STN podcast. We've got to stay on message here.
So let's talk about California, what's coming up next, which is Tampa, Florida, which they announced. But one of the things that was a huge success last year and I want to bring back is the pin trading. What did you guys feel about that? How did you guys like that?
Mm. Honestly, I thought it was kind of crazy. Like, I would just see people with, like, their lanyards just hanging down, like weighing them down. I'm like, why? And then they turn around and I see like 18 pins, and it's really cool, because like you'll just get random pins from random schools, and that includes a conversation with someone that you may have never known, and they could be like, oh, I just wanted, like, you know, like this happened to me last year. Like, someone came up to me asking me about like Raider Vision, and they gave me their pin. Like, they were, I don't even know what school they went to, but definitely not around here. And it was nice, you know, it started a conversation. I thought it was pretty cool.
With us with NCCN, with most of the schools there knowing like about CCN and what it is, a lot of the guys, we had swarms of people coming
everyone
up
had
to
your
us.
Pins, bro. I swear, everyone had
on the
pins.
First day. This group of girls that I know from Doral, they all came up to us, and then Nick too. They all came up to us and were asking for the pins, and it was like
it was crazy, it was absurd,
because everyone knows CCN, so people and anywhere. I was walking to the bathroom one time in the hotel, and then someone came up to me and asked me for a pin.
Yeah, I think I actually sold one of your pins, and I got like my whole meal paid. Nice.
Someone came up to me and they said, "Hey, I know you. Like, I know your school's in Miami. Do you have a Columbus pin?" I was like, "Bro, I was like, are you serious? Like, I swear that actually happened.
Listen, I didn't even think our pins were that nice. I just kind of made them. I saw yours, and I had to step up my game this year because I was like, man.
Because you guys are Columbus.
So, yeah, we made a nice new pin this year. But, like, your Raider Vision pin was really nice. So, I'm going to give the boys some extra pins this year because I know people were coming up to me the last day, and I was like, I don't have.
They were coming up to us.
Out. I didn't order enough.
Yeah, but we ordered enough. If you're a new teacher, I know it's an extra expense, but it's a real cool way for your students to network, talk to kids from other schools. I actually created a board here in our studio, and it's a pin board, and we have pins from all the schools around the country. It's really cool. It's a constant reminder that, you know, we're not alone. For a lot of schools, you might be the only TV program in your whole district, in your whole county, because it's not something that's offered. In Miami, apparently every school has one, but I know that across the country, it's a lot more spread out. And it's a constant reminder that you could look at and be like, I'm not alone. There's a lot of schools out there that take this as serious as I do, and it motivates your kids to want to be like some of the other top programs in the country. I remember when I first started off, Carlsbad High School was one of the ones that I was just like, all right, I want to be like Doug Green in Carlsbad, WRTV with Jennifer Vitavest, you know?
That's right.
And I was like, man, who doesn't want to be like Jen? Whitney High School with our boy Ben, which, you know, he shaved his head and everything to make himself look like me.
I don't remember him. Do you know him?
Ben, very well. Okay. And back in the day, it was Fort Mill High School, and now it's Catawba Ridge with Karin McKimmy. But I remember looking at her, and I was like, man, these programs are amazing, and forget about it. The schools in Hawaii, I always mess up their names, but Wanainai and the middle school chief is Kalikimai. I can't say their name. I'm so sorry for butchering your name, but these schools are like, I was like watching their work, and I was like, I want to be like them. If I would have had these pins, it would have been something I could visually look at every single day. But it was a great way to network and to meet people from other programs and teachers from other programs that really motivated me to get better.
Yeah, it's a reminder that there's people out there working just as hard. Absolutely. You gotta get better every day.
Yep.
Just to stay on that same level.
That's right. And so for teachers out there looking to order pins, there's several pins. If you look on our listserv, there's a lot of websites that offer those type of services. But I will say that you need to give it a few weeks if you're gonna order them. So I'd go ahead and order them at least sometime this month, so you can get
January. The latest I would say the first week of February, because if you want them on time, you're gonna have to order them early.
That's right. So going back to convention. Think about you two, your favorite, I know there's a lot of memories, but what's your favorite memory from at least last year's convention?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I gotta think about it.
What me and my individual team did right before our competition, the night before, I think it was after Broadcast Excellence, we went to Outback and just ate a bunch of food there. I think just hanging out with my friends, that was like one of my biggest things that I loved being there. And seeing the new places.
I think I got mine. So for me, it was Saturday. It was one of the individual contests, and the deadline was literally in like a minute or 2 minutes. And me and one of my friends, we grabbed the SD cards and we started running to find Mr. Garrett so we could turn it in. And then I swear this happened. He was sitting down in the lobby, and me and my friend go here up the elevator, and he's right here. And he sees us walk by, and he doesn't call us or anything.
I do remember that.
We get in the elevator, and then he calls me. He's like, "You passed me." He's like, "You call me now," and we had to go up, and we're pressing all these buttons to go down, and we turned it in just on time. And it's like a reminder that we're all working hard, we're all stressed out, but if we're with our friends and our family, you know, it feels like it's just another day in the park. We're having fun, even though we're working.
I do remember that. I think that was the fastest I've seen you or your friend run.
That's false.
Honestly, I think because I was sitting in the hotel, and I felt this wind gust just pass right by me, and there they run, and I'm like,
I was in nice shoes, too.
I want to reiterate that they didn't mention winning anything. It was the actual being in convention, competing. Yeah. That's what made them memorable for them. And I tell a lot of people, they're like, oh, we don't want to go unless, you know, we're ready to win and stuff. That's not the point.
It's not about that.
You're never going to be ready unless you actually go and just do it. And then you're going to see that the memories and everything were more important than the actual contest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Especially the memory. I think you did some type of dance in the airport. I think I've saved that video.
Oh, I saw it on TikTok, yeah.
I think it's one of my wallpapers.
I told the boys
he's done the great
that if we were to win Crazy 8, that I would do a TikTok for them and whatever they wanted. And they asked me to do a gritty in the airport, and I did the gritty. That was pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. I could probably do better, but it's okay.
Listen,
it was good.
I'm Hispanic, all right? I'm a phenomenal dancer. But yeah, man, listen, it's a whole new semester. It's a whole new mindset. Whatever you did last semester, put it behind you. Start from scratch. You got a couple of months till convention. We got a couple more months till spring nationals at the end. Let's finish this 2024 year great. There's a lot of great things to look forward to. And next year, We will be going just a hop, skip, and a jump away. A nice little 5-hour drive for us, but we'll be in Tampa, Florida. Are you guys excited about this? Your senior year?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited, but I love the plane ride. The plane ride is nice.
Plane ride is always nice. Listen, but I'm going to be honest with you. Longer. There's a lot of schools in the East Coast that are looking forward to not having to fly and raise that much money to go to California.
It's very expensive.
Yes, I know it's harder for the West Coast schools and the Hawaii schools to make it to Florida, but
it's our turn.
If this is a little rotation, I think this is fair. Tampa's a great city. I've been there many times. It's a great mix between suburban life and a good city life, and you get beach, you get a downtown that's very live and active and growing, you get a nice suburban area, and it's an hour and a half away from Orlando. So if you guys want to go to Disney, you can actually pull that off as well. But it's fun. Tampa is really fun. And there's some great local attractions. We'll be in season. It'll be the Tampa Bay Lightning will be in season, which if you don't understand, Tampa is a huge hockey town. Mm-hmm. Okay. Busch Gardens is not even a hop, step, and a jump away. It's a huge amusement park. Oh, yeah. And it's super fun. It's got amazing roller coasters. And then you'll start the debate. And the debate is, who has the better Cuban sandwich? Because apparently, Tampa is the home of the Cuban sandwich.
No way.
It was invented in Tampa, but in Miami, we perfected it.
Yeah, they can't be beaten. The sandwiches here are perfect.
Oh, listen. I'm not going to say this. In Tampa, they put salami in their Cuban. What? Okay, so we'll just leave it at that.
You know, this is so important to Omar that this made it on our previous podcast.
I know, because I don't think you understand. All the Tampa schools that hear this, I am bringing some real Cuban sandwiches. I'm going to show you what it tastes like, because they I have some friends up in Tampa that we compete with in our state convention, and they swear that they're the home of the Cuban sandwich.
It's false.
I'm like, listen, just because you're the home of it doesn't mean you're the what it's the known best. For, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I'm looking forward to it. But it's some good eats in Tampa. It's some good amusement. I think the kids are going to have a really good time there. Mm-hmm.
So new year, new mindset. I think that's the title for this
podcast.
There you
go. New year, new mindset.
So looking forward for you, Omar, what is your goal, your main goal this year as a program, as a teacher? What do you think?
Our goals are the same every year, and it doesn't change. Be better than the day you were before, no matter what. So when you wake up in the morning, no matter how good you were, try to be better. And if you don't achieve that goal, well, you know what you got to do, how much work you got to put into it, and how your mindset has to change. We have a lot of things happening this upcoming summer. We have an amazing basketball team. We're going to have to cover a lot. In fact, we're projected to be in the state championship game. The state championship March 10th. So we will be up in Lakeland, Florida, most likely traveling back down and then leaving in a couple of days to California. So there's a lot of travel for us. In April, we're going to be going to our state convention. We're looking forward to that. And just finishing off the year strong, making sure we have everything in the right place and just trying to improve. Saying goodbye to our seniors, that's always tough. But knowing that we have a very strong junior class, a very strong sophomore class, a freshman class that has improved tremendously in the first semester. And what I'm really looking forward to, Zach, is these middle school programs that we've been helping out. Like 15 of those kids are coming to Columbus, and I'm excited to get them in there next year, because that might be the most talented freshman class we've ever had.
Well, we won't tell you, but we're actively recruiting some of those people. So, but anyways,
good luck with that. luck with that.
So my goal, thank you for asking, is really to find...
Hey, Zach, what's your goal?
Oh, thank you so much. Is to find the best burger in Miami. And I think yesterday we came pretty close.
Apocalypse Barbecue has an amazing even is that? Burger. I went there. No. Oh, my God. Listen, you can't even do takeout. I went there thinking it's a barbecue place, and I made a mistake. And I had the brisket, which was delicious. And my wife had the ribs, which was delicious.
And the burger.
And Zach had the best meal because he ordered the burger, and it was freaking amazing.
I try it out.
It was incredible.
So good.
But I think really for us, we've got a lot of new things happening in our
new
program.
Studio.
New studio opening. Congrats. I'm excited for our new sports show, Raider Take, which Chris is the EP of.
Good luck.
Thank you. So we're really ready to get in there and kind of see what the next level is for our program. And then, of course, bringing the largest group I've ever brought to STN. We're looking at, I think, 26 right now.
That's where we're at. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of people.
I know. Driving cross country, 26 kids. That's, and people think, teachers, I will tell you this. This is, for those teachers that go to think, oh man, it's great, we're going to go to California, it's a vacation. It's not a vacation.
It's not.
It's 4 or 5 days of not sleeping, freaking out the entire time. Yeah. Like, especially with the boys in the hotel room, and I'm just like constantly at a high stress level. It's worth it. I think it's worth it, but it's 5 days of just, let's just put it this way. When STN's over, I'm happy for more than one reason because I'm like, all right, I get to just relax and de-stress a little bit.
Well, you know what I enjoy the most is those late night lobby conversations. You know, those are always
the teacher, great. Yeah, the nice. Teacher conversations in the right. lobbies are great. Right. I'm sure you guys have your own on the side. But
no, Mr. Gary, you were talking to a new teacher every single morning. We would walk in. He would be like, oh, call us when you're in the lobby. We would call him. He's not answering the phone. He's talking to some other teacher.
Yeah, he's a superstar. He's a social butterfly.
Well, that's, someone has to be.
You know super nerve-wracking?
What?
Losing the Sigma in the airport.
Yeah, last year. A lot of people mail their equipment, right? Some people check it in. I don't. I'm a freak about this. I make everyone carry on. And we left a lens in the airport. And thank God we found it and had it mailed to us before Crazy 8 started because it was one of our main lenses. But yeah,
in the Miami airport?
In the Miami airport. Yeah. Yeah. That was super stressful last year. But we got it. Everything was okay at the end of the day. But yeah.
It's a lot. I mean, people don't think about all that's required to to get to STN too, like just all the equipment.
Yeah.
And I think that's why going back to practicing,
That should be the next next podcast should be how to prepare to travel to STN. We should do that.
We'll get maybe like Pelican to sponsor us.
There you go.
I think that should be
there
good.
You go. You know what I do want to do for the next podcast? Let's do this. Let's interview a judge that actually judges contest at convention.
Oh, we gotta
talk to Shonda and Sherry and see if we can get one of the judges and pick their brains, see what they're thinking.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, man. See, like I'm full of great ideas.
You're full of something. But anyways.
Okay, this is a PG-13 rated podcast now.
I was just saying. Okay. Anyways, I'm really excited. This is going to be a great year for us. Yes, there's a lot of things happening, especially with, like as you're saying, the incoming classes. And I know we're excited about our middle school. We went down there a couple months ago and did a little boot camp for our Gulliver Middle School. And it was, I would say that was a huge success too. And if you, teachers, if you're looking at building that culture, you've got to start young. Right.
Absolutely.
So if you've got like identify your younger feeder schools that might even just be a club, or there might just be some kids interested in doing this type of work.
Yeah, go out
get
there.
Get them involved. Right. Go out there and make contact. So then
and
they
if
can.
If you don't have any, work with your freshmen, and build it up from there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, well, one last thing. Let's just clap it up one more time for the Teacher of the Year. That's another thing we're looking forward to. Mr. Zach Garrett.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the club, man.
Well, thank you. I'm not as good looking as you are, but I will try
to
be.
That's hard to do, let me tell you.
I'll comb my hair a certain way up there on stage for you.
I love it. Yeah, because I have no hair. Okay, I get it. Bald guy. I'm also 44, so you could just put that in your.
Wow, that's it?
44 years young. 44 years young.
44 years young? I wouldn't have said that you were that young.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways.
That's all we have for today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Say Your Name and Spell It. I'm Omar Delgado.
And I'm Zach Garrett. And remember, new year, new mindset. Go be awesome.